New York State has had a moratorium on hydrofracking in place since 2008. Even as the governor says a long-awaited study is nearing completion, a large group of local officials want that ban to continue. We get more from WRVO's Ryan Delaney.
Elected officials to protect New York, made up of over 850 local-level elected officials, say Governor Andrew Cuomo's administration still has not properly studied fracking enough.
A lot of people who want fracking to go forward say in frustration, oh my gosh, we've studied it to death, and maybe we've talked it to death, but we really haven't studied it to death.
Julie Huntsman is a town supervisor in Otsego, and she's co-coordinator of the group. They sent a letter to Cuomo this week. As the governor says, a long-awaited and severely delayed health impact study will be completed in the next few weeks. Huntsman says there are still many issues that have not been studied, like the effects of drilling on agriculture and air pollution. They would rather see another 3 to 5 year delay. Members of the group, like Syracuse Common Council President Van Robinson, praise Cuomo for delaying fracking this long and investing in renewable energy sources.
So I say to you, before we move one step further, let's make sure that all of the reports are in, all the scientific and environmental reports are in. Make sure that it will not, in the long run, cost the state.
Cuomo has repeatedly said he will let the science decide whether fracking will be allowed in New York. Drilling has brought jobs and economic windfalls to states like Pennsylvania, which have allowed the method. But there have been questions over how to deal with its environmental impacts, like contaminated wastewater. I'm Ryan Delaney for WRVO News.